The monster had a great hold on the medieval imagination, just as it's got a huge and scaly grip on ours. It represented the unknown places beyond the edges of the map, the physical representations of our fears and horrors, a conduit for our attempts to understand how nature worked. In a new book, Damien Kemp from the University of Liverpool is our guide to these griffins and serpents and dragons and behemoths and mutants and krakens, and that's only by page 8. So, Damien, I'm fascinated by the fact that these monsters look like the monsters we see drawn and animated today more than the people that we see in those images. Could you describe a couple of the monsters that we might find familiar?
I think the book starts with a monster that people are going to be very familiar with, at least people maybe of my generation. It's a monster with pointy ears. He's greenish. He wears a long, scholarly dress. He has a sort of scholarly attitude, expression on his face. And he really looks like Master Yoda from the Star Wars. And when I came across this monster, I actually couldn't believe it. It's a manuscript that was produced 700 years ago. It's in a compendium of legal text. And there you find this monster atop the main text, sitting there and having this scholarly attitude like Master Yoda in the Star Wars movies, lecturing Luke Skywalker about life and what he needs to do, etc. It's exactly the way this monster seems to speak to us.